Stories Podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And I'm your host, Lawrence Sion. Normally, you're going to hear a 100-word story all by its lonesome, but it's Saturday, and that's the day we have the weekly challenge. I post a topic, and you have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. It sounds fun, doesn't it? Well, last week's winner, Kayla Bullen of the Black Tie Martini Club podcast, that's it, he picked the topic of lighter. So we're going to hear a lot of stories about lighter. Are you ready? Well, let's find out who won last week so we know who goes first. And that's Ellison of Blog to Ellison. Congratulations, Ellison! Didn't I feed you last week? Was it the week before? All the days are just blending in together. I don't know what day is what anymore. But, Ellison, thank you for playing, and thank you for winning, and here's your story. Let's wait for the music to run. Okay.
Hello, this is Ellison. Welcome to Weekly Challenge number 73 at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The topic of this week's challenge is lighter, and this is my as-yet untitled entry. It was a pleasure to set foot on dry land. My mood was more elevated than it had been in weeks. Recovering my land legs after stepping off the flat-bottomed barge that had taken me ashore was no easy task. I was giddy. Having subsisted on ship's rations, I had lost considerable weight. Happily, this made it easier for me to dodge the wharfside traffic, nimbly avoiding lorries and carts. I darted into the tobacconist and purchased a celebratory cigar, one with a milder flavor and paler wrapper than my usual. Be damned, I had no device for igniting my cigar. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison signing off.
Thank you, Ellison. The text for each story is in the show notes. Where's the location of the show notes? At podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with links to everybody's homepage or podcast or whatever they sent me as a link. Okay, do we have any rookies this week? Wait, what do you mean we have one? We have a rookie this week? Oh my God. Oh, it's Jerry. Jerry's from Oklahoma, and he brings you this.
Hi, everyone. This is JD with the Weekly Challenge number 73. And if Lawrence is doing his job, this is podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. There you go, Lawrence. Can I have my magnet now? Thanks. Well, on with my challenge for lighter. The lighterman loaded the lighter with the light boxes from the dimly lighted hold of the lightly loaded ship and lightly pushed off toward the dock by the light of the moon. The light lighter rocked as a light breeze pushed the lightly disturbed waters into light waves against the lighter's light hull. The lightermen use the light oars to lightly steer the lighter across the harbor toward the lightly lit pier. Once in the warehouse, the lightly armed police lightly stepped from the shadows. What else could they expect? They were smuggling contraband lighters into a smoke-free city. Music tonight by Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, 1937. Smoke gets in your eyes. Good night.
Wait. JD, you snuck in there, you changed your name to Jerry, and you made me think you were a rookie? Cool! Wow, I'm really oblivious today. Okay, JD, well, you got first. You got rookie-fy again. That was a good story, too. And yeah, I'm going to get the magnets out and all that. I still owe one for Jane all the way back. I've got the envelope right here. Okay, well, I'll get that done on the way home from work on Monday. My mother-in-law's in town. She wants... never ends. Well, thank you, Jerry. JD. Jerry D. I'm never going to live that down. Okay, it's time for the veterans, which we already had one. These are the folks who just keep coming back for more, and we love them for it. Who's the first one that's up? It's Guy David of GuyDavid.com, The Night Guy, Electronica 16th. Check all those out. Go to GuyDavid.com. He's got some news for some folks. But check him out after this, which is his story. Oh, and also he does the music for the beginning and end. But, okay, here he goes.
Hi everyone and welcome to Weekly Challenge number 73. I'm Guy from www.guydavid.com and this is my story for today.
I had my stomach bumps this Monday. They took out an electric guitar. They took out a half-used car. They took out a lawnmower. They took out a torch floor. They took out a wheel. They took out some steel. They took out a baby. They took out a lady. They took out a song. They took out something wrong. They took out an old organ. They took out a large evergreen. I feel much lighter now. I can hop around like a happy kangaroo.
Randy, when are you going to fix that hole? We just lost another goat.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Guy. That was interesting. You can check out more from Guy David at GuyDavid.com. I'm going to go rest for a little while now, but while I'm resting, you can hear Tom from Footnote. His latest footnote at the footnote.libsyn.com is all 8 things about Tom. So if you want to learn about Tom, now's the time. Now's the time to Tom. I'm just going to go rest now. Tom, thank you.
Hello, night people. This is Tom from the Footnote. Last week we had a story about dark. This week, a story about light. Tonight's tale is called If. It's not easy being a celestial host. For one thing, you don't get a name or a gender. It was just incandescent being 483015/B. He became John after watching John Wayne movies. The hyper-analytic beings near him pointed out perhaps Marion would have been a better choice. Things got real dicey when John saw a city of angels. He sauntered over to God to get the skinny on this falling thing. "Well, it's not really a fall," said God. "It's a float." After millenniums of effort, John finally figured out the floating thing. It was just a matter of getting lighter.
There. I sang for you. Are you happy now? Thank you very much, Tom. Next up is Liana of Hodgepodge Point. Can you believe that she's at 40 episodes there now? Wow. It seemed like almost yesterday that she was at 39. Here's Liana of HodgepodgePoint.libsyn.com, where she's always willing to take your stories. She'll take them to the zoo. She'll take them to a movie. Ooh, she might take them dancing.
Hey, everyone. Liana here from Hodgepodge Point. Yesterday at the park, I found a golden egg, but before I could cash it in, my husband bowled it, ate it, and now we have no money to fix his broken teeth. For this week's challenge number 73, Lighter, I have the following crappy story titled, Slow and Thick as Molasses. Try to enjoy. By 18, Chad was a burly man, but also very simple. His size and strength kept down the teasing when he was a kid, and even won him a group of rough-and-tumble friends. Growing up, they drank, fought, and dared each other to perform stupid, dangerous stunts. This helped Chad become big, dumb, and tough. At his first local concert, Chad wanted to celebrate by waving a lighter like his friends, but had none. So he stuck his fat thumb into a nearby flame and shook the thumb torch in the air. Others screamed. He just yelled, "Freebird!"
Liana, are you sure you're not into Second Life music? Oh, thank you, Liana. Ooh, you can find her at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. One of these days she's going to give me a promo. All right, next up is, oh, this one's going to be good. It's Chris Carlisle. We all know what that means. Not at platypus.net. The link's going to be up in the show notes, and I really, really hope that Firefox didn't screw up again and make it Platypus Society, because he's at his chriscarlisle.net now, and I keep getting that wrong. So let's see what Chris has come up with today.
Hello, Chris Carlisle of ChrisCarlisle.net, back for another 100-word challenge, this time on the subject of lighter. Here we go.
I'll never forget the day my good friend Andy Dufresne set the warden's pants on fire. While in his office cooking the books, Andy found the warden's lighter sitting carelessly on the desk. Using his rock hammer and a pen, Andy punched a hole in the casing. When the warden tried to light a cigar, the lighter burst into flames in his hand. He screamed so loud every inmate in Shawshank Prison heard him. That evening, Andy was skull-raped by a pack of pony bull queers, but he didn't mind. All things considered, it was still a good day.
Whatever works for you, you just go back to the well and you draw out more. Thank you, Chris. I missed those bull queers. I really did. Didn't you? Although you gotta watch out, because once you start messing with them, you just can't get away from them. You'll always be known as, hey, weren't you that guy who did the stories. No, no, no. Chris, I feel for you, man. People are always wanting me to do stuff about Abraham Lincoln. I don't have it in me anymore. I need to get like a few more episodes done and then I'm in the groove and then I'm done. But I just can't. I don't have it in me anymore. I think I need spiritual guidance. And I can get that spiritual guidance from Caleb Bullen of the Black Tie Martini Club podcast, who has moved his Black Tie Martini Club out of my clock tower. He's stretched his wings, and he's now on the south end of Nowhereville. So here we go with Caleb Bullen. Bullen. Caleb Bullen. Okay.
Remember that old Alfred Hitchcock episode where Peter Lorre bets a Cadillac versus a finger that Steve McQueen's Zippo won't light 10 times in a row? I was thinking about that as I wrote my story. I rested my hand on an old paper cutter with the blade up and flicked my Zippo as I wrote. I finished the story on number 10. Would I win a Cadillac or lose a finger? When it lit, I flinched, and down came the blade. That made me drop the Zippo onto my notebook, destroying the story and my finger. Still, I won.
Cool. It was like a Hitchcock kind of soundscape there. I liked it. Neat. Thank you, Caleb. You can find him at the Black Tie Martini Club podcast.com. Anyway, here we go. It's Exes. And she can be found at the Pod Mafia. She is the gun mall there. And she's already won once, so let's see if she can try for it again. Exes, tell us a story.
Hi, this is Exes de la Croix with the Pod Mafia podcast, and this is my story. Later. One dream haunted her day and night, relentless in its seducing call to her innocence. She had already forsaken all of her friends and family simply because she was driven by an unforeseen power she couldn't deny. She sits on the sun-warmed beach and loses herself in what she sees before her. Big, white, fluffy clouds dot a bright blue sky, marshmallow castles puffing up, floating in their majestic array. Studying them, she is mesmerized by their pure definition and depth. She knows where she can find her perfect happiness. Running towards them, arms held longingly upward, she drifts to the clouds, lighter than a feather.
Cool. I'm starting to like this. Caleb's doing the mystery thing. Exes is doing everybody's taking a different tack on these. I'm loving it. I mean, some people doing the funny, some doing the serious, some doing the sensuous. That's what I love about these weekly challenges, where everybody comes at it from a different angle. That's the beauty of it. Wow. Thank you, Exes. I'm glad that you've joined in here. All right. Well, okay, here's one that I don't want. Oh, why do they keep coming back? It's Planet Z. Well, there's no... Here, let's do it. Here we go.
Grace challenged herself to lose 50 pounds by summertime. She hung a bikini on the refrigerator. Every time she'd get something to eat, she'd look at it, shrug, and eat too much anyway. Her doctor prescribed some diet pills, but she only lost a few pounds with them. So, she talked to a friend who knew a friend who could get something stronger, much stronger. When summertime arrived, Grace was 60 pounds lighter and totally bug-fucking sane. Sure, the bikini fit looked absolutely stunning in it. Then they put her in a straitjacket and took her away.
When are you people ever going to learn? Quit encouraging him.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories about Leiter. Thanks to everyone who participated this week, and good luck in the voting. Voting? 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 Oh yeah, that takes place on the website, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week, and the winners get refrigerator magnets, that kind of thing. And I never get around to mailing them out, or whatever, people don't send me their address. But I've got Jerry D's address, and another person wrote in that's a listener. I need to get his magnets in. Anybody else want these things? I've got a ton of them. It's not like I'm jumping at you with a business card with candy taped to it or anything. You can subscribe to the podcast RSS feed or one-click subscribe in iTunes or Podcast Ready or all those up at the website. You know where it is. The music for the opening and closing were provided by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. He had the story about the kangaroo. I love it when he has that one. I love that. There'll be the usual stuff tomorrow on the pod every stinking day. Every damn day. And I've got another podcast that I'm working on. You'll hear about it in a bit. And then, in a week, another one of these weekly challenges. I'm going to post the topic in a little bit. By the way, podcasting roundups for Second Life, I do those. They're at slrecord.typepad.com. I do them for Prokofi Neva. And I also do them up at my site, secondlife.isfullofcrap.com. If you're a podcaster and you have a Second Life presence, well, let me know. I'll get you added to the roundup. I'll check you out. I'll let people know when you have updates. And I may even put your banner up in my podcast hall within the clock tower. Okay, I've gotten off topic again. Folks, thank you once again for listening and putting up with this. As always,
keep it brief.
Closing.